Okay, so we'll start. So we're starting this section. It's called Erech HaTfila, which is the value of Tfila, the worth of Tfila. I guess value of Tfila would be the best translation. And the first perek, or the first simon, is titled HaTfila Po'elet Al HaMetziut, that the Tfila has an effect, it affects the metzius, it affects the very existence of things. Yisod ha-tfila hu, the yisod of tfila is, she'im ki ein chas v'sholem shinui rotzen shel mala, that although there is no change of will as per Hashem, in other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't change his mind, ani Hashem lo shinisi, he doesn't change at all, right? I am Hashem, I do not change. Obviously, if Hashem is infinite, so definitionally, it means he's an unchanging infinity. Also, the oneness of Hashem is the same idea. He's pure oneness, which means there is no room for change in that oneness. Bechol zos tefila mo'ila. So the yisod tefila is that even though Hashem is unchanging, tefila still helps. Which is kind of shocking, right? Because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't change, so how do we think we're going to change his mind, so to say? You know, like, okay, he made the person sick, and now we're davening, and now he's going to make him healthy. Well, that sounds like a change. And the chiddush is, that you say the tefillah is, that no, that does not call for any change whatsoever from above. Shekein kachu v'achoke elyon. Because this is the, I guess you would call it the supernal law. This is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu set the system up. Shekol gzeira yesh la makom miuchad uzman miuchad. That every decree has a designated, a specific place and a specific time where that decree, shebaoto makom uvoto zman tzrich liot kach v'kach, that in such and such place and such time, this such and such has to take place, has to be, has to happen. V'yisod ha-tfila litromem l'olam yoter v'yoter gavoah. And the pivotal point of tefillah, the fundamental basis of tefillah is to become lifted to a higher and to a much higher world. U'mamshichim oto olam gam po lemata. And then you draw down that higher world below here as well. V'agzera mitbatelet me'ilea. And thus the decree automatically is nullified. Shekein ala makom ha-gavoah la'hita gzera me'olam. Because on that higher place, there never was a decree to begin with. So Rabbi Yaakov Moshe says a very simple thing. Why, when we daven, does it look, right? It changes or it nullifies the decree of Hashem. Let's say the person, there's a sick person and one davens for health. So in the schus of that tefillah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu now cures the person. It's not pshat that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that anything changed by Hashem. And the way Rabbi Yaakov Moshe in this piece explains it is that when a person davens, he is raising himself up to a higher world in which that world there wasn't a decree. Because any decree that takes place is only in a specific place and in a specific time. If you're able to now move to a higher place or a different time, so there is no decree in that spot. And that's what Tfila does. It taps into that higher place and higher time and draws down that kibbutz, that higher world, down to where the person is. And in that way, the decree no longer applies to him. It's no longer relevant. It automatically becomes nullified. Now, I just will be mayor before we hear the last. Okay, you know what? Let's read another line or two, just to get end of the paragraph, and then I'll make my ha'ara. U'mipnei ze amru al tefillah, and because of this, they said about tefillah, shehi min ha'dvarim ha'omdim berumah shel olam, that tefillah is from the things that stand in the height of the world, meaning all the way up there. Really, it means in the higher world. Re'ei brachas da'avav amid beis. Shal yedei ha'tfilah mitromimim lo'olam acher legamri. The reason they use this expression of rumay shel olam is because that's the way tefillah goes. Through the tefillah, we become lifted up to a completely different world. And that's the way tefillah works. And in that way, it's not contradictory to the principle that Hashem is never changing. Now, what I wanted to be mayor is that this works well and makes a lot of sense if the person is davening for himself, right? Let's say a person is davening for his own refuah, or is davening for his own parnasa, or davening for whatever it is, to have children, or, you know, whatever the tefillah might be that he's davening for himself. So then we understand that when he davens in tefillah, he is elevating himself, and he can bring himself to a higher world, and then the tefillah would, and then the gzera would automatically be nullified and irrelevant. But what about a person that davens for someone else? Right? If you daven for someone else, that would l'chaira be a little bit more difficult to understand based on this explanation that the Rav Yaakov Mesh is giving. Perhaps we would have, maybe, I don't know, you know, perhaps we would say that you can daven and elevate someone else. Ruchnius tikkun wise, maybe you can actually, your tefillah can affect someone else and can be able to bring that person to a more elevated world where the decree wouldn't apply to him. That's one possibility. Another possibility would be, that would be a big chiddush. It's not impossible. We certainly find that, certainly in the Sifrei Chassidus, that tzaddikim have that power, that they can, through their tefillah, affect spiritually as well as physically other people, right? So that could be one mahalach. Another mahalach may be that we know that a decree of Hashem is always all-inclusive. So that when there's a tefillah on a specific person, let's say that specific person is going to be sick, well, that affects many different people. That affects his relatives, and affects his friends, and it affects, you know, they get down about it. It hurts them. It may put them out. Whatever it is, and then when one of those people would be davening, their be'etzem, it could be that, you know, so the decree is on them in that specific spot, so it's enough for them to elevate themselves, and the decree would now become irrelevant, because the decree was with all those millions of little details, and all you have to do is kind of change one. If one person is moved to a higher level where he doesn't deserve that tsar of seeing his relative or friend in a difficult situation, so now maybe that decree, again, it would make sense, actually, that that decree would automatically be nullified and canceled, irrelevant, because there's a change in the picture. It's no longer relevant to the situation. That could be another, perhaps another mahalach. They don't have to be exclusive of each other. They actually may be independent, might actually, you know. No, they don't have to be. Okay.
I haven't thought about this before, but that's the very fact that somebody is governing for somebody else is giving a merit to them that they didn't have before. And that merit actually shifts them into a new area, new dimension. Mm-hmm. And that's where the desire doesn't apply anymore. This is a thought. I don't know if that makes sense.
Okay, that's a nice idea. I don't know. It's certainly, it can be sometimes, but I don't know if it would always be so simple. For example, let's say there's a person who's a really bad person, and he didn't do anything to deserve the love of his father or his mother, let's say, you know, like he doesn't necessarily, but a father is a father, you know. We have, it's very famous, Rav Chaim Shmulevitz used to daven. I think he used to daven on a regular basis, even perhaps, but certainly there was a specific, right, a story where he said, let's stop off at Yad Avshalom and daven and the idea, his idea was, he said that, you know, David HaMelech davened for Avshalom, even though Avshalom rebelled against him, because that's the love of a father, that the father loves his child so much that even if the child rebels, the father still is concerned that davens for the child welfare. So Reb Chaim would turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, yes, your children have rebelled, your children are, you know, they have rebelled, but you're their father, so please have mercy, the same way David HaMelech had mercy on Avshalom, even though he rebelled. So let's use that as an example. First of all, that Vart is an important one on its own, in its own right, but perhaps, you know, if a father would be davening for that child that perhaps doesn't have any zchuyos or mitzvahs or whatever, it would be hard to say just his very existence would already give the father an extra zchus that brought him to daven. So I'm just saying that there, in some cases you might be right, and that might be another possible mahalach, what your suggestion is, but in others it might be more difficult to find that it's that, you know, that would necessarily be relevant. Okay? All right. So we'll go weiter now. Kol zman shelo omdim al erkei hatfila ubehirutam ha'amitit. As long as we don't understand, we don't realize the values of tefillah and their true clarity, nichshalim b'achshalot shonot. So we stumble in various different pitfalls, or what are not pitfalls, there are very different stumbling blocks in our way of relating to tefillah. Umafsidim et kol ha'ta'oleyot she'tzrichim li'mashech mikdushat romemut ha'tefillah. And we lose all the benefits that need to come forth from the holiness of the greatness of tefillah. In other words, if we don't understand the level, the high level and the tremendous depth of what davening is about, we are very liable to fall into certain misunderstandings and ways, inappropriate ways of relating to tefillah that will actually hold back the great benefits of what can be, what are supposed to be drawn forth from the holiness of the Roimus HaTfila. And the one who insists on remaining in his current situation, and he doesn't want to become uplifted through the height of tefillah, lechol pachot b'sha'at tefillato, at least during the time of davening, hinei kol tefillato te'eva ve'inena mitkabelet, very sharp statement, he says, all his tefillah is an abomination and is not received by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It would seem to me that he's kind of picking off of the Lashon of Chazal, right, that mishem misir ozna mishmer tefillah, tefillah se'nikras to'eva, that if you remove your ear from hearing Torah, then your tefillah, then the person's tefillah becomes or is an abomination. It would seem to me that's why, where he's coming to say such a sharp thing on his own, I'd find hard to believe. But that he's using the Lashon of Chazal as tefillah is a to'eva, it seems to me that this is an explanation of that, is that, I guess he's, you know, applying it, I would say, that there's an area of Torah which would be to understand tefillah, how tefillah works. It's like the Torah about the tefillah. So you would, if you're not interested, that's why he says, if you're insistent on staying in your same situation and you're not interested in becoming uplifted by above our tefillah, which would obviously entail finding out and learning more about tefillah, what tefillah does and the meaning of tefillah, etc., and you're insistent on staying, that's very similar to the Lashon HaChazal, Mishem Meisir Ozna Mishmo, you remove your ear from hearing Torah, you're not interested. If you're not interested in moving forward, then your tefillah is a to'eva. Hatfila, next, a subsection of this. Hatfila hi hamivta shel neshama. Tfila is the expression of the neshama, mashem aseged begadlut shem Hashem, of what the neshama understands, attains, about the greatness of the Shem Hashem. And by putting in effort to daven, right, by the effort a person puts into davening appropriately, then we draw that hasaga down into the limbs and the body. So the tefillah is really the neshama's way of speech. And what tefillah does is bring that speech and bring that expression of the neshama into the body itself with all its limbs.
Hatfila karaui mevareret haratzon amiti v'yashar shenishmato.
The tefillah, when it's done properly, clarifies the true will and the straight will of his neshama.
V'kasher yesh ratzon yesh hakol.
And when there's ratzon, where there's a will, where there's will, there's everything. Ki ratzon mecholel et hakol, because the will begins everything. And he's really secretly, right inside of this is really a bit of Kabbalah, because Ratzon is the first sphera. It's called Keser, is the Ratzon, and in that's right from the Keser flows forth everything. So that's what he means, that Ratzon begins everything, because that's the beginning of the sphera system. And of course that sphera system applies to us, that from the will flows forth everything else in us. So that is a very short piece over here on the tefillah. The tefillah is mevareres the ratzon yosher shenishmas. I know for myself that if you do a good tefillah, you feel a certain clarity b'chlal in life, and you get like a real good clarity, and sometimes you kind of lose that clarity, or often you can lose that clarity when you take your 3 steps back and wait a little bit of time. I guess it wears off depending on the situation of the person. We would hope that it doesn't have to wear off, but it takes an avodah of itself to keep it. And but that's kind of your ratzon becomes clarified, and memela everything becomes clarified with a good davening. Okay, now this is a fascinating thing. Next piece, the next piece is Ois Beis in this Erech HaTfilah. And I was looking at this about 2 hours ago. That's, I like to look it over before I teach it, just quickly in the end of Shabbos. And if you look at the end of this piece, it's unbelievable, because right now we are on Or Liyom Shiv Aser B'Tamuz. We are Shiv Aser B'Tamuz night, right? And he says at the end of this very piece, Ube'or Liyom Shiv Aser B'Tamuz Tav Shin Vav. Which was 1946, probably, right? The night, he says, the night of Shiva Aser B'Tamuz in Tav Shin Vav, Ra'iti b'chalom alaylo es kvayt k'dushas Rabbeinu Arav Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Levracha. I saw in a dream at night the book he's referring to, V'shaleini machi dashte beruchnis, and he asked me, what were you mechadish? What did you come up with new in spiritual stuff in ruchnias? V'amarti lefon of ketazen, I told him over this piece. So it's absolutely fascinating that bidiyuk this piece happened to fall out on tonight's shir, completely unplanned. I mean, we're just going forward and straight, and it just happens to fall out. So I think it's actually very simona milsehi. It's a good sign for us. All right, so it says like this. The title of this section is Loya Ribu Ikra Lakavonur Us the Libo. It's not the multitude of davening, the increased amount of davening, that's the main thing, but rather the intent, the kavana of the heart and the will of the heart. Yeshli zer albe shelo lachshov kilo haribui shel tefila v'tachanunim poel klapi mala mitzad haribui. It is important to be careful. You have to be very careful, he says, not to think as if the multitude of davening and supplications that a person will say has an effect up above by HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzad haribui, that it's poil klapei mala mitzad haribui. That the more I daven, the more I'm going to affect HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do what I'm asking. Chas v'shalom, to think of such a thing, you have to be very careful not to think that by davening more, you're going to get more. Sharei b'zeh megashmim et ha-lemala u'miyachsim hitpa'alut lemala. Because by having such a thought, you are kiveyochol bringing physicality up above in your relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're attributing being affected up by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not affected by us, right? We don't stir HaKadosh Baruch Hu kiveyochol. That's impossible. He's unchanging, though, we said. Ela yesh lahovin, but you just have to understand, shekach ha-seder v'amido shekol shemitamkim yoter b'tfilah, that this is the order and the measure that the more we delve into tefillah, potchim beze et ha-sha'arim sheninalu al yedei ha-chata'im, we open thereby the gates that were closed through sins. V'atfilah bebchinat ma'aseh. The tefillah is in the aspect of an action. Shetzricha liot al yedeinu, an action that needs to be done by us, kedei liftoach et ha-sha'ar, in order to open that gate. V'lachen yesh she'asur litametz betfilah yoter midai, and for this reason, it is sometimes asur to put too much energy into tefillah. She'alidei zeh noflim bepach shel hitgashmut v'yachas hitpa'alut klapei mala, because sometimes through that a person can fall into the trap of what he mentioned before, of kiviyachol making Hashem physical in a certain sense, and attributing hitpa'alut, which means being drawn after something and being affected by something, and attributing that type of a thing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in other words, no, b'yoyzkin. And therefore, oh no, b'yoyzkin, as that is so, shatfilah b'chinat ma'aseh sh'ptichat ha-sha'arim, being that the tefillah is like, it's like a key, you know, it's like an action that you need to do to open up the gates. Yesh la'argish ki atzmiyut ha-tevot shel ha-tefillah hem ha-maftechot she-potchim behem. So you need to feel that it's the essence of the words of davening that are the keys to open those gates. This is a key. Tefillah is a key, and the words themselves, you know, I should say, tefillah is the opening of the gates, and the words are the keys to open the gate. V'le'amiratan nidrashot kavana tohora v'ravosa delibo, right? And for saying, I'm sorry, I skipped a line. V'lo ha'itrapsuta ikar. It's not the fact that the person is like getting so into it and he's getting all excited in the davening. That's not what is the ikar key over it to opening the gates. Ki im amirata tevot shel tefillah. It's only the saying of the words of the tefillah which is the ikar. Ula amiratam, and for saying them, nidreshot kavanat Torah v'ravos ad libo. You do need pure intent and will of the heart to say them. But the ikar is the tefillah. They have to be said with kavana tahira, with a pure will, with a pure intent and will of the heart. But the ikar over here is the words themselves. And what the fact that not everybody knows how to appease their creator is very much because, he says, that people join to their tefillah a certain understanding of physicality, chas v'shalom. And they make the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the traits of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mercy. I'm going to cry before Hashem, and He's going to be moved to tears, so to say, with me, and have mercy upon me. So you're like Keilu, thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a friend or as a parent, as a you're humanizing him. You're kiviyachol attributing to him human emotion. Then enan el gzerot, but it's not true, because the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are not rachamim. The midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are decrees, right? We find this in the Gemara, in the Mishnah, and brachos also. Right, that you're not allowed to say that the Kadosh Baruch Hu, by Shiluach HaKen, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is Molei Rachamim, and that's why he gave us the mitzvah to send away the mother before taking the children. No, the mitzvahs you have to relate to as gezeiros of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu you have to relate to as decrees. This is the way he set things up. Shakol beseder ubegzeira, that everything is set up with an order to it and decree, rules. The kach gozar, and that is what Hashem decreed. Shekadei lamshich midat hachesed shel mala nidreshet pula zu shel tefillah. That in order to draw the midas hachesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to draw that midah that He set up of chesed, right, that He applies, that He expresses to us, that He gave us, right, in order to open to draw that midas hachesed down here, it requires this activity of tefillah. But often, in this way, we become saved from having any complaints on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or from, right, doubting His midos, from having tainus on him, when you don't get what you want, or you see something that seems to be unjust, you won't feel that way. We're going to be saved from that problem. Because whatever we're doing is just whatever we're commanded to do. It's not because of any other reason. It's not to get the outcome, but it's because the Kadosh Baruch Hu told us, listen, in a certain sense it's to get the outcome, but it's not that we think that the tefillah, you know, like my wife says, you know, it's not that the tefillah is a kaspomat machine, you know, is a bank machine, and you put in the bank card and the money comes out. No, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells us, you need something, so ask me and I'll give you, I'll do the midas achesed. And sometimes, if he has other cheshbonos, other calculations, he won't. But the tefillah is not an automatic thing that, you know, you plug it in and you get what you want. It's just, this is what we have to do. This is the gzeira. This is the way Kadosh Baruch Hu set it up. And he generally will not, or very often will not, bring down a certain chesed unless you press the buttons, unless you open the door with that key of tefillah. Ve'en anu mitpalalim el mishum shekach sider Kadosh Baruch Hu, she'asharim niftachim el tefillah. And that is why we daven. We are davening because HaKadosh Baruch Hu organized, he set it up that way, that the gates open through tefillah, umikan kol tarat tefillah. And it is from here where all the purity of tefillah, is situated. This is where, if you like focus on this, this is where the purity of tefillah comes from. So this is an important thing, which I think we mentioned previously, and I'll mention it again, because this is a running theme. We see in Sifrei Chassidus, I've mentioned, right, the Baal Shem Tov said on the words in Parshas Noach, Tzohar Ta'asa L'Teva, right, which literally is translated as a window or a source of light you should make for the Teva, right, Teva's Noach. But he said that this is a hint to the fact that you should make the teva, the words of davening, right? The word, teva could be also understood as word. You should make the word a source of light. And that, he says, in the Baal Shem Tov, and the Sifrei Chassidus go at length at this, and the Nefesh HaChaim, in a somewhat of a similar sense, also does this at the end of Shar Beis, in Nefesh HaChaim, right, which is the Shar on Tefillah. They all bring this focus that the ikur of tefillah is the words themselves. And this is very counterintuitive, because, you know, on the one hand you have Chazal, which says, Ezohi avoida, right, love the b'chol avavchem, to serve Hashem with all your heart. And what is that? Right? Ezohi avoida shebelev, what is the avoida that's in the heart? That's the tefillah, zohi tefillah, right? So tefillah seems to be l'chayra, an act of the heart. And it would seem that the more your heart is involved and connected and stirred, the more powerful the tefillah is. But it doesn't seem that way, actually, from the Svarim. From Nefesh HaChaim, from Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, now we see this, and from the Sifrei Chassidus, from the Baal Shem Tov, and all the way down, they all show us that the ikur of tefillah is the actual words themselves. Yes! Yes, you have to attach to that your heart, but it's not attaching it to, it's not bringing your heart into the tefillah in the way that is normally thought. The way people normally think about bringing the heart into, involving the heart in tefillah is by being mechazik their emunah that I'm davening to Hashem, and by getting stirred and realizing that my problem is going to be solved by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so my heart is pained on the situation, and now turning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because by doing this, I'm showing Hashem how much I believe in Him, and now He's going to give. That's, I think, the model of thought probably that exists by most people, their model of tefillah, I should say, the way most people think about it. And what we're seeing over here is not like that, and it's so important to kind of make this shift in one's davening. It takes time. It takes time also to kind of get this. But that's why I gave some sources, if you want to look at it and further the learning on this, that no, the words of tefillah and the letters of tefillah all have a tremendous greatness, inherent greatness in them. They're filled, like as the Nefesh HaChaim says, with secrets, with Seudas HaTorah. They're filled with very, very high things, and they really affect on a level way beyond Olam Asiya, the world that we live in, the physical world that we live in. They affect up there. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up the world in this way, and he gave us the mitzvah to daven when we need things, but not so much as you, in order that you as an individual should get, but rather that this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that when we need something, we should turn to him and we should say, we should daven. And Chazal were kaveya for us a specific tefillah every day that we say three times a day, which covers all the basic needs of the person and of Klal Yisrael. And that should be, your focus should be on davening in a certain, like in this oifen of gezeira that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said he wants to give. But I'm giving you the key. You have to open the gate. That's the way I set up the world. I want you to open the gate and let my Shefa flow into the world. And the way you open up the gate is by saying words of tefillah, which now Chazal were kaveh, specific words. And those words of tefillah should be the ikar by the person. And the heart of the person is just in the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is by paying attention to the words, understanding that these words of Chazal were kaveh for us have tremendous depth and greatness to them, and that these are opening the channels of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's flow down here, and in that way we're doing the Ratzon Hashem, because this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to open the Sha'arim for His Chesed to flow down here. And that's a very, it's a bit of a level. On the other hand, like Rabbi Yaakov Moshe says, we're talking about bringing the tefillah to a whole different level. Chalila, if we daven in the other ways, there is an aspect here, what he says, you know, an abomination, an aspect of his gashmas, an aspect of relating to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, whereas we do say Avinu, right? Avinu Malkeinu, there is this inyan of relating to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Father. There's a, somewhat of a paradox in here, is that we relate to him as Father because he wants us to relate to him as Father. That's different than thinking that we're relating, that we're crying to our Father to give us. We have to be so careful not to make him physical. And that's why I say this is a little bit of a difficult avodah in a certain sense, because he wants us to cry to him, but we have to know that the Shari Dmois, right, which never were closed, is the attachment that he wants from us. He wants us to attach ourselves to him. But the act of tefillah itself, right? Shari tefillah and Shari dmois are two separate aspects, or two separate things. The Shari tefillah themselves, when it comes to the inyan of tefillah, that is an inyan of a key that he gave us, which comes, and the keys themselves are specific words, once Anshei Knesset HaGdolah established the tefillah. And that should be our focus in davening, is the words, the very words of tefillah. And again, as I said, this helps in many other issues on the practical, technical sense, that the mind doesn't wander into other things. I found, when I learned this more and more, I in the old days, I used to daven with my eyes closed, like many people do. I much less do that, much more have the siddur in front of me to look at the words, and you find that your mind wanders much less when you're looking at the words and focused on the words, the shape of the words, that actually you see the words in front of you, then your mind does it, right? Because when we close our eyes, you know, you go into automatic pilot, and you know the Shemoneh Esrei is so back and forth, you could daven while you're sleeping, which basically most people are doing when they're davening, and they're just, their mind are thinking about everything else. But when you're focusing on the words, this, I'm just giving an added benefit to the technically, your mind doesn't wander, and then automatically your heart is more connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're actually really standing before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's very, and of course, the tefillah is going to work on a much deeper level. It's going to, on all different ends, whether it's actually opening the Shari Chesed, or whether it's opening you in your connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Both are important parts. And therefore, this is something which I very, very highly suggest, is that the people daven. I noticed, I was zeichet to daven with many Gedoy Yisrael. I could say, Michal Yudel Lefkowitz, that's all I remember. Very, he would always daven, and even by Chazar Sashatz, he followed along with his finger on the, in the Siddur. Rav Sroy Devlitzky, that's all, davened with the Siddur. I saw many tzaddikim, they davened with all the greatness. They davened looking inside the Siddur, often with their finger on the words even. And therefore, it's something which we should emulate, and we should start realizing that that's the proper focus of tefillah. Any questions, Aris?
tefillah is called avodas halev, which typically would be understood because of passion.
Mm-hmm.
So according to this, it doesn't mean more than just, it just means concentration.
No, it is, there is a passion that is involved, but the passion is centered on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's centered on the fact that I am serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu and I'm making a connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's different than the, you know, Torah is also, it's even a higher connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Torah, Lima Torah, is an intellectually based connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whereas the Tefillah, because it's centered around the world's needs and our needs, so it stirs the heart, right? It does stir the heart. It becomes a more emotional connection. But again, we're focusing that emotional connection through the words of the tefillah and not through the fact that I need something from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a shift in the focus of what how to daven. Okay. All right. So Shavua Tov to everyone. And have a good fast. Bez Hashem, we should be zeicha to the Gula Shleima. B'mheira uvakarav. Okay. Kalta.